the opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the time for saving.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. It is hour number two. You can also get us on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, send a message. You're good to go. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. You can watch us on Twitch and hear the commentary on the breaks.
I'm going to give you a couple of alarming numbers. As it, I mean, the Rockets put in the finishing touches on a victory. They're going to be up 2-0 in the series. And at this point, I mean, if I'm the Rockets, until I lose a game, I don't even think about bringing Russell Westbrook back. You've got a 2-0 lead.
Yeah.
You're in the driver's seat. If I told you the Rockets were going to win today, but James Harden would be -3 in the plus minus, would you have believed me?
Yeah, because, you know, that happens more often than you think. Yeah, because plus minus, unfortunately, in basketball is just kind of a useless stat. But there have been times where he's been -7 and scored 50 points. So...
Well, I think so not really two, those two free throws get him to -1.
Okay.
So maybe he doesn't see, finish
now,
in the negative.
Now garbage time is going to screw up your whole point.
It
there.
Is. But James Harden right now is -1 for the game. Now, of course, guys like Eric Gordon +21, despite the fact that he was 0 of 10 from 3. James.
That's why it's a useless stat.
James and Eric Gordon combined to go 2 for 21 from 3.
And you're going to win the game by 10.
That
ain't good, but that's also a good sign, right? You're going to win the game pretty easily.
Yeah. I mean, you have to, I guess you take that. And when you consider the fact that means the rest of the team was 17 of 35, which damn near 50%.
Right. In fact, almost everybody was right at 50% that was shooting threes.
Yeah.
Except for PJ, who was 4-4.
Yep.
Covington, 2 of 5, but, 3 of 8 for House, 3 of 6 for Green, 2 of 6 for McLemore, 3 of 6 for Rivers. So,
and McLemore missed a cut. Like, McLemore is the guy that I think of. He's one of the only guys on the team I think of as an actual good 3-point shooter. And he missed a couple just wide open looks early in the game, which I think is probably why he didn't get as many minutes. But also, I mean, Jeff Green's been one of the better players. He's been maybe the best player for this team in this series so far. No offense to Harden, but Jeff Green's come off the bench and given them the spark both games that really kind of carried them, in my opinion.
7 rebounds and 15 points and 3 of 6 on threes and 36 minutes. Man, just a really good contribution from him.
Well, I said I was going to give you a couple of alarming numbers.
Give me the other alarming.
Here's the other alarming number. What do you think Chris Paul's plus minus was in this game? How about -38?
Wow.
-38? How's that even possible?
Well,
I think it might just be -40 now. Oh, boy. Chris Paul was 6 of 15, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 turnovers. I mean, he didn't have an awful game.
Yeah.
At least offensively.
He's just out there for the whole time when they're going on runs.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's, like I said, that's why that stat is, I want to say, it is completely useless.
I don't think it's completely useless because, I mean, you're out there, you're a part of the defense at that point. And
you're a part of the defense, but it's not an indicator of how you did one-on-one. It's not an indicator of how well you were actually playing, you know, because... You could be James Harden and be out there, and they've got their bigs that are just crushing down low, and which, I mean, wasn't necessarily the case, but...
Well, he finished with -36, so that also is not... No, he did finish with -38. I was right. So, 36. -36 for Chris Paul.
Okay.
Either way, an atrocious number. And there were guys like Gallinari was plus 12 in 33 minutes. You know, Gilgeous Alexander was plus 7. So it's not like it was, but Paul minus 36, Steven Adams minus 26. Well, that ain't a good look.
Yeah, it you know, but as streaky as the Rockets are with their threes, you know, they start hitting a bunch of threes, and you could, you know, that number can go to hell in a hurry. So, Aaron, look this up. Batman on text line says, if I get you guys a bottle of Gilpin, would you take a shot? If you don't know what it is, look it up. I've never heard of Gilpin. G-I-L-P-I-N.
The answer is yes, obviously.
Well, I mean, we're looking for the worst stuff we can find. And if it's bad, either the worst or just something totally original.
The Google machine brings up a liquor store with Gilpin, but I have yet to find anything that is the actual liquor.
Okay, well, if it's not famous enough to have Google, probably not.
Yeah, there's a chain in like the Northeast called Gilpin Liquors, but okay. I haven't found anything about an actual drink.
So, yeah, somebody says they won with Harden playing like trash, so the sweep is looking good right now. I mean, that's the thing we talked about. If they play the way they did the other day, they can beat anybody. They didn't play like that today, and they still won. Now, can you do that as you move forward and get the Lakers?
Oh, you know what? I might not drink Gilpin.
Why is that?
Gilpin whiskey is recycled from diabetic's urine.
Ah, yeah. That's a hard no. That is a hard no.
Yeah, that's a no.
I mean, I'm willing to try stuff, but I ain't drinking nobody's urine. I mean... And I don't need any additional diabetes either. So let's just...
Gilpin Family Whiskey. James Gilpin has type 1 diabetes. His pancreas doesn't work, forcing him to take shots of insulin to process glucose from food. He got to thinking about elderly patients with diabetes, like his grandmother, who secrete tons of unprocessed medicine and sugar in their urine. A great idea dawned upon him. And he started the Gilpin Family Whiskey Project, a high-end line of single malt whiskey made from the sugar-laden urine of people with diabetes.
Yeah, that's
his grandmother was the first patient to recycle her urine into the whiskey.
That just sounds that no, under no circumstances. I'm not even drinking my own urine. I'm damn sure not drinking somebody else's.
That's pretty gross.
That's a horrible suggestion, sir.
I'm curious what you guys think of this. And, I mean, one team's played two games, one's played one. Who do you think is in more trouble right now, the Clippers or the Lakers?
The Clippers.
Okay, so you're not worried about the one game for the Lakers.
No.
But I think I'm with you because I've now, and obviously the Lakers down 0-1. I don't know if it'll be 1-1 tonight, but I assume it will be. But even at 1-1, and not, despite the fact I think the Blazers are pretty good, I think the Clippers are having some real problems matching. And because I think the Clippers are one of the best defensive teams, you know, in the playoffs in the NBA. I think they're having a really hard time matching up with Luka, though. And I think that's I think he set the record for most points scored in his first two playoff games. I mean, they just don't have an answer for him. And as long as Porzingis is on the floor, when Porzingis has been on the floor in this series, they've outplayed the Clippers pretty handily, to be honest. I think they might be in trouble. You know, I don't know if they'll lose the series. I could see it going the distance, though.
Yeah, for one thing, I'm not overreacting to the Lakers game the other night. I think they're the better team and they'll get it together. But the Clippers matchup was always one that I was more interested in because I do think, you know, the Mavs aren't quite there yet, but they're pretty close. And a young team like that can get it together for a few games and beat a better team. And it wouldn't shock me if it happened. I still don't think it's going to happen. You ask me who's in more trouble. I still think they both win.
Yeah.
But I just think the Mavs are the kind of team that could pull this off. And they're too young to realize they're not supposed to. And that's kind of a cool thing. And plus, they've got two tremendous players that are still learning to play with each other. They haven't had a ton of time with each other. And they're still figuring it out. And I think if it clicks at the right time, I always thought they were going to be a tough out. So, what? I don't even know what they're on the Twitch thing now. It's about New Orleans and destroying it. I mean, what the hell? Why does everyone still think Paul George is an elite player? He's been terrible in the playoffs his entire career.
I mean, there's a lot of guys who don't have much playoff success or are still great players. Paul George is a great player. He's been on. This is the first time he's been on a good team.
James Harden.
Yeah.
Damian Lillard.
Chris Paul.
There's Russell Westbrook.
Kevin Durant, besides once.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not unusual, man.
But he's got better players around him now, and he's got one of the best players in the league next to him, which certainly helps. But
and Giannis, even. I mean.
Yeah. What has Giannis done?
We haven't been impressed with him in the playoffs.
I still think somebody's beating the Bucks. In these playoffs.
I don't think it'll be the Magic, but I do think, I mean,
before they get to the finals. It's happening in the East.
It could. To me, the East is so weak that I think the Bucks are pretty weak, too.
The Bucks have not looked, I mean, they have looked like a weak team since this bubble came back. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. I don't know, man. I know it's customary when top seeds lose. That's what you're supposed to do, right? Are they in danger?
Well, you're
not asking that, because I don't
think the Bucks are in danger, and they're down 0-1.
They're not in danger in that series, no. But I think the Celtics or the Raptors could take them out.
But I do think when you look at the Lakers and the Clippers, I mean, there's. Based on what we saw, it's not hard to imagine that one of those teams or both of them could lose. I don't think it'll happen.
I don't think
it'll happen in either case, really. But it just kind of goes to show that the way the West kind of broke down, nobody was having an easy matchup.
Yeah. I mean, those teams were all pretty close before all this, right?
Yeah.
Rob, so you guys watching Astros are in. What is that?
Right now.
Oh, yeah, it's on. Don't know if we're watching it. I mean, kind of doing a show.
Yeah.
And looking up to try to watch it. And Ty asked, do you think the Rockets will sit Westbrook for the series unless those OKC comes back to tie it? I definitely sit him until you lose a game, at least. And if you lose the game up 3-0, I probably sit him again.
So. I think I'm the same way. I mean, I sit because that quad injury, the best way for it to heal is to rest it. Yeah, I think the longer you can sit on it, the better.
I'm looking at there were a lot of obvious tweets from that game, by the way.
So of course there were.
For you guys on Twitter, you probably learned that the Rockets played better in the fourth quarter. So. He says Westbrook wants in so bad. He sure looks like he does.
Yeah, but you know what?
Don't blame him.
The best thing to do is chill out.
713. I wouldn't get too overconfident. We have to go play two in that hostile environment in Oklahoma.
That's true.
Oh, wait.
Got to hit the road now.
All right. Quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
At ESPN 97.5, we wear Boomer Naturals masks because they have three-layer nano silver protection. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Pepper says the association won't let the Lakers or Clippers lose their series. You know what? I will dispute your conspiracy theory, because if they really were putting effort into things like this, why are the Knicks so awful?
That's a good point.
Did they just get a hit, or is that an out? I can't tell.
That was an out.
Oh, okay, so one out, one on, 10-7 Astros. Santos wants to know, how much do we need to raise to get you to do corn rolls? There's not a number. I can just tell you that. So feel free to make an offer, because you never know, right? It's like when I used to be single, like I'd always shoot for the most beautiful one, because you never know. They might say
yes.
You
never know.
Occasionally they did. Most of the time not. Well, 98% of the time, but you know, that's... Yeah, you always aim high. And a couple things I wanted to get to, since we're talking about cancel culture and all that. I wanted to get to this the other day, and we never did. And now, of course. So this is the problem with, as the week goes on, like I'll keep a story, and then I can't remember where I put it in my little show prep. But I don't know if you saw this, but people want to cancel Rick and Morty.
Oh, didn't they try that before?
Well, this is not a 911 thing, and I'm kind of curious what you're going to say about this. But Dan Harmon, who's one of the creators, did a comic video, or was trying to be funny, where he was pretending to have sex with a doll, a baby doll, and everybody said, "Oh, that's promoting sexual violence against children." And it was an attempt to be funny. He took it down. It didn't work. It was probably too much. But I also remember how many times people came in here and pretended to have relations with Bangy the Sex Bear.
That's true.
Does that mean that we're promoting bestiality?
I don't think so, because that's not a beast.
Well, this isn't either. It's a doll.
Okay. Well, I'm with you.
But
doesn't seem like something I would, and it's a cartoon.
Well, no, it's not a cartoon. This was the guy doing his comic bit.
Oh,
he's one of there's no reason to cancel Rick and Morty over this, because Rick and Morty is the greatest show ever and you people can suck it, but they're trying to cancel him and the show because of this. Now, first off, you cancelers, you can go to hell. But, it was a pilot called Daryl, and it was a spoof of Dexter, the Showtime show. And the bad guy was doing that to a doll. So he said, in 2009, I made a pilot, in quotes, which strove to parody the series Dexter and only succeeded in offending. I quickly realized the content was way too distasteful and took the video down immediately. Nobody should ever have to see what you saw, and for that, I sincerely apologize. I don't know. I think... says the clip has been shared by a number of accounts that have focused on child trafficking and sexual abuse in recent weeks, and many users have circulated the clip with the hashtag Save the Children. So somebody says, if you watch Rick or Morty or support Dan Harmon in any other way, I bleeping hate you on Twitter.
That's you.
Guess what? Bree. And looking at your photo, Bree, I'm not going to like you anyway. And you're from California, so. And then someone else says, Rick and Morty was great while it lasted, but I'm going to have to cancel Dan Harmon for being a dummy. You know, is comedy going to survive this PC culture?
It's going to be tough.
I mean, I don't, you know, that's not a joke.
I hate that. Now, anytime you make a joke, you have to worry about who, like, because the only way comedy is funny, let's be honest, is if it offends someone.
Yeah.
Or it offends someone's sensibility. Like, that's what's funny about it. So, no, I don't think that comedy is going to survive this culture.
Because, I mean, yeah, you can make jokes that aren't up against it, but the best stuff we've ever done is always when it makes people a little bit uncomfortable. And that's what it's supposed to do. You're supposed to say, should I be laughing at that? That's the funniest stuff. That's the best bit you remember from comedians. Yes. So, but, you know, yeah, you can go too far. But I have always said this. I'll never get mad at somebody for saying something and going too far trying to be funny. Because if you're constantly worried that, uh-oh, that might offend somebody, and this is very, and I want to definitely separate this from what we were talking about earlier with T-Hom Brennan, because that's not comedy. Yeah, that's a guy making a dumb statement. Yeah, he wasn't trying to be funny. He really was sounded like he was being mean.
Right.
But this was a comics sketch. He was trying to be funny. He was trying to create something that would be out there. And especially when you look at Rick and Morty too, that thing is out there. And there is stuff on there that people look at and go, should I be laughing at that? But that's what makes it great. And you know, I don't think people need to get offended at people trying to be funny. It's not like he was trying to promote child trafficking or sex with children. He was trying to portray somebody that the serial killer would want to kill.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just think it's a... Is that the last out?
Last out of the eighth. We still got the eighth.
One to go.
Can you guys not...
The longest game ever.
I know. Can you guys not finish this game? We were watching the Rockets, and we come back. It's still there. I may have to bring us a new TV here, there, because that thing's hard to see.
It is rough.
Yeah. So, somebody says, do y'all agree with unwritten rules? We had a long discussion about no.
No.
Yeah. What day was that we did that on the podcast?
That was Tuesday.
Okay, Tuesday.
It happened on Monday night.
Yeah, so Tuesday. Go check out the Tuesday podcast. Nancy Pelosi or Kamala Harris, which would you?
Kamala Harris.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I don't
But as long as I don't have to talk to either one of them, as long as it's just the act.
Yeah.
And you go in and boom, done. Then, yeah.
Now people...
What?
People are asking me now about... random NBA draft prospects. When is the draft? It's like a long way from now.
Well, but the lottery's tonight. That's why people are asking.
But I mean, there's no point in breaking down these random college players now, because it's going to be a while. It'll be a while before we see them.
Yeah, but you know, if you're a team in the lottery, you're probably like, yeah, who does AJ think can play? Of course, you did. Well, you had a full regular season of guys.
Yeah.
Wiseman, he didn't, because he got...
You've got 69 minutes of James Wiseman.
But...
69 minutes of...
So, if you're like me and Wiseman, you want to fool people to thinking you're not a three, what's the best mask to use?
I was going to say you should just cut your head off.
No, that's not going to happen.
But cover it with a mask. A mask from Boomer Naturals can help you trick people into thinking that you're handsome. That's what Fred uses it for. I, on the other hand, because I'm naturally a beauty... I use it for protection from the virus. I don't like the virus. I've long been against the virus. And Boomer Naturals, their mask is breathable, it's comfortable, and it's got nano silver technology woven into the fabric, which means it's going to protect you from those little droplets. And that's what we're looking for, protection. If you've got to wear a mask anyway, you might as well have it protect you. Might as well be useful. They've also got the neck gaiters like Fred likes to wear. And they donate one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities. So a lot of those are going to veterans. A lot of those are going to Native Americans who wouldn't otherwise have access to those masks. And I think that's a great thing. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com. Use the promo code Hoffman. You'll save 20%. Get free shipping and handling when you spend at least $50 online at BoomerNaturals.com. And remember to use that promo code Hoffman to save 20%.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Mike D'Antoni's so funny. It's two games. I told the team all we did was defend home court. Now we've got to go to Oklahoma City to play. Asked if the players bought that. No, they laughed. He's so funny. So how are your Astros stars doing today? I haven't had a chance to check the box score. To see if Altuve turned things around.
He had a two-run double.
Okay.
So that was good. And then he got picked off first base.
After a two-run double? That's quite...
Those were separate occasions.
So, Jorge Springer, 1-for-4. He's up to 217.
Okay.
He can see 220 from there.
Okay.
Altuve, 2-for-5 to get up to 190. Correa's 1-for-5. Reddick, 1-for-3, hitting 267, which I can live with for him. Yuli has a hit. Kyle Tucker looking like Ted Williams.
I picked up Kyle Tucker for my fantasy team before today's games.
So he went 2-for-4. He's driven in 2 runs, and he's up to 239.
Yeah, that's right.
So
he's been 500 for my team.
There you go.
That's all that matters. He had a triple, another triple. He's a triples machine.
Your guy Javier did not have a good start today, but, it's in Colorado, not the easiest place for a young guy to pitch.
Rocky Mountain High, Colorado.
Yeah. Ray says Tucker loves Colorado. Yeah, you know what? That's still a good place to, still a good place to be a hitter, no question. Yeah. And good for him. Yeah, you still have to make contact, which he was not doing earlier. Where do you fall on Lily from AT&T?
Oh, I think she's hot.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you.
I think she's very hot, actually. She used to be hotter, but she's still very hot.
She was hot because she guested on Silicon Valley a couple of times, uh-huh. And she was like a demonic chick who wore lingerie and stuff because one of the guys was a Satan worshiper, so we started banging her. Oh. She looked really good. And
dude, I don't want to watch the show, but I'd sure like to see pictures of that.
I think she's top five, random commercial girl hot. Oh, no.
What?
I didn't see this. The Mets-Marlins game postponed.
Yeah.
After the Mets received a positive test result.
Uh-oh. Well, all those Marlins have already had it.
Well, so. Marlins are like, oh, what's the big deal? Yeah. One result, you guys are weak.
You got to do better than that.
Boys. You weak-ass Mets.
But you know what? I still stand by the fact that there have been a lot fewer ones in baseball than I would have thought. And I think they're doing as good a job as they could possibly do to keep this thing from spreading. So, you're going to get them here and there. I mean, it's impossible to go through the season without somebody on a team getting it. Just impossible. So, you just cancel a game. Space Ghost says the rack didn't go anywhere. Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, she's strong.
My favorite commercial chick was the Esurance girl.
The cartoon girl?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Of course it was.
Yeah. I used to hate Flo from Progressive. I kind of think I would now with Flo. She's kind of coming around on. I don't know why. Because she's intentionally annoying. And I'm starting to like that. I don't know what that says about me.
I mean, yeah, I think you're getting desperate.
Not really desperate. Oh, yeah. Brian sent me a picture side by side of Lily as the AT&T girl and as the Satan girl. I'm in. I'm Team Satan on this one. but that's the kind of thing I would like anyway. But... All right, 713-780-ESPN, your number is 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And it looks like the Rockies are going to have the leadoff triple here to start the ninth. So you can feel free to start panicking, guys.
I won't panic until the winning run is up to the plate.
Okay.
Boy, Ryan Presley's not nearly as reliable as he used to be either, huh?
No, what are you going to do? I mean... I kind of thought with the short season he'd be fine, because that was the biggest problem with the bullpen the last couple of years. Even they wear down from so many innings. I thought, he's not going to have as many innings. Well,
they wore down before the season started.
Yeah, they're already worn down. So, do you know who I'm going to test your recruiting knowledge here.
Mac Brown.
No, that's not the. That's not a coach question. You know what? I'm going to accept
Mike
that.
Mike Krzyzewski.
I'm going to accept those both as your answer, and you're incorrect. You get one more guess.
Oh, no.
Do you know who the top quarterback in the 2023 recruiting class is?
No, I don't. I thought it was ridiculous when somebody was telling me about the kid going to Texas who's like the top recruit for the 2021 class. It's like the number one overall player in the country, but they were like, oh, this is so huge. And I'm like, well, yeah, someday it will be. Like, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I have no idea who the number one recruit from 2023 is.
Well, when you hear his name.
O.J. Simpson Jr.
Close. How about Arch Manning?
Oh, boy. Is this Peyton or Eli's
boy? Nope, this is Cooper's boy.
I don't trust him.
Yeah, me either.
I don't trust him.
And first off, I don't know how you can recruit kids for 2023.
Where's he playing? Mississippi?
No, he's in Louisiana.
Louisiana.
I think he's in New Orleans, actually.
New Orleans.
Yeah, he's at Newman High School in New Orleans. So 2023, how old is this kid?
He would be 14, 15.
How on earth are you telling me today that this is going to be the number one guy and he's 14 years old?
I don't know.
I know that recruiting sites, I mean, I know that's what they do. And I know that they're doing everything they can to get you to keep clicking on their sites. And I know people do get excited about recruiting. But if you're getting excited about a 2023 prospect, now I get it because of the name. Ooh, Arch Manning. It's another Manning. Well, he's 6'3" and 195 pounds. He had a huge growth spurt before his sophomore year of high school. God, it's like sophomore. But he's the number one recruit in the 2023 class. He's already received scholarship offers. That's three. That was a weak one. From Alabama, Duke, Georgia.
Better than what you've got.
It's because I don't do it on the air.
Yeah, because you can't. No. You ain't got it like that.
No, I can, but I have
do
more.
Do it then.
I have more respect for myself than
please.
That.
Please. No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
If you did, you'd have a haircut by now.
Nope. No. And you guys are not going to bully me into having a haircut. Not you, not the guys on Twitch, nobody. I'll get a haircut when I'm good and damn well ready. Which might be sooner rather than later. I'm kind of like, you know, hey, it was cool to grow the hair out again, but maybe I need to get it cut. I don't know. Jesse, see Jesse's tweet at us? Says, smoking ribs outside and watching you guys. Don't make fun of the TV size. I got another one on the way. That's not that small for outside. You know, unless you're doing one of those fake photos where you're trying to make it look large, like when you shoot from up high to make yourself look less fat. Does anybody else do that?
I don't know.
But no, that looks fine.
We're not here to judge the size of your television.
You know what? It's not the size. Size does not matter when it comes to that.
It actually does. But
do you want our picture? Do you matters. Want to see us on there be that much bigger? No. In this case, I think it's a perfect size. I had a girlfriend once who had like really small breasts, and she was really sensitive about it.
It's very difficult to be a 10 if you're flat-chested. Very difficult. And that's according to our president.
So she was constantly saying, oh, they're way too small, they're way too small. And my comeback was, no, they're proportional. I don't think you should worry about it. They're proportional. And then she screwed me over, so now I can say it. Yeah. They weren't proportional. They were proportional. Never mind, I can't make that joke. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Somebody says 2027 draft is right around the corner, Fred. I guess if he's class of 23 and he's that good, wouldn't he be 2026 draft?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. I'm not good at math.
I don't know. Hmm. Or 2025. I don't know. I don't know the rules. It's ridiculous.
214 says, just tell him you're growing it out for locks for love. That shuts my boss up quick. you know, I'm trying to kind of have my last little run as the too old to rock and roll, too young to die guy. So, I'm not too old to have hair. So, Fred, you were going to say proportional to the size of her brain. No, but that's a good joke. I'll take that one. I'll give you full credit, 346. Oh, man. I guess, although there are people that say Cooper was a fantastic athlete, he just got hurt. He wasn't a quarterback. getting back. It's not.
You, I can't be convinced of that.
Well, I mean, I think that's what his brothers say because he's kind of the loser brother.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, well, our brother wouldn't be an insurance salesman because he was going to be better than both of us. I'll tell you what. I don't believe that.
Oh, boy. Well, he is Archie Manning's grandson regardless, right?
That's true.
So there is that. Oh, is that a catch?
It's a catch, and that is a ball game.
Oh, 10-8.
Oh, sweet victory.
So another good day to be a Houston sports fan.
Suck on that, Colorado Rockies. The Astros have won 53 games in a row. I think when you do the math, it, like a 7-game win streak equals out to 53 in this COVID season.
It's 8 now, isn't it?
Is it 8?
Today, I believe, makes 8.
Oh, my God. Oh, my. That's a 79-game win streak then
in
normal
times. And it's not just the Mariners anymore.
That's right.
Because, hey, you know, beating up on the Mariners is just what the Astros do.
4-0 against the Rockies, though?
Yeah.
That's nice. Because the Rockies are literally the only, I mean, besides the A's and the Dodgers, who the Astros are 0-5 against, and I do think there is cause for concern with that, but it's nice for them to get a win over a non-garbage can team. And, yeah.
They get, that's four in a row over.
Four in a row over them. Home and away. Suck on that.
Hey, does anybody else think those $5 foot-long commercials are kind of vaguely sexual? Creepy in a way?
No, but I
because when the girl's holding her hands out for a foot-long.
Like measuring with her hands.
And the way the music goes, it's kind of like she's saying, this is what I want. Just me, I guess. Nobody else sees
it's
that.
Just you.
All right, fine. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Look out, football. Here we come. Houston Oilers number one.
You are listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
No one's ever seen. This sounds like it was Johnny Horton did this song. Remember Johnny Horton? Sink the Bismarck and the, yeah. Also a bunch of songs you couldn't do now about the Rebels. This just came up while we were on Twitch about after he played the Astros song. And Aaron says he has this on vinyl.
Really?
Keep it going. Yeah, see? You gotta love the solo, man. You gotta jam.
This sounds like a Confederate war hymn.
That's what I said. It sounds like a Johnny Horton song.
You can see why the Confederacy lost.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, not like the Oilers ever won anything.
We got the offense. We got the defense. We give the other team no hope. Because we're the Houston Oilers.
As a Bills fan in the early 90s, I know that there was always hope when you were playing the Oilers.
They were going to hold the rope. What the hell does that mean?
That means they're going to hold their...
Well, but is it a $5 foot long is what I want to know. Ugh. I'm guessing a huge percentage of our audience has never heard this.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Yep.
Now,
it's not a great song.
You're captured and tortured, locked in a room. You listen to that or Football Time in Houston on repeat until you die?
Probably Football Time in Houston. I mean, it's not as awful. It's awful. It's not as awful. So, are you ready to play? Yeah, okay. All right, we got to do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, whose phone went off?
It was mine.
How do you not have it muted?
Because I was doing something during the break. I was listening to some audio, and then I forgot to turn silent mode back on.
All right. I'm just, I usually get grilled over these things, so.
It was an honest mistake.
Well, I don't know about honest.
An honest mistake.
It was just a mistake. All right. They're doing something new in Tokyo, and I'm kind of curious where you come down on this. They have some new public toilets. But they're very different. They're completely transparent.
The toilet or the like the room where you're pooping?
The glass. It's surrounded by glass, what they call smart glass.
So people will watch you poop?
No. Actually, you'll see if somebody's in there. And if somebody does go in there, the smart glass turns opaque.
Ooh.
When I first heard it, it's like,
that's amazing.
You know, nobody wants to watch people go in there and poop, but it's, and I mean, this thing can't be cheap, right?
I mean, I would think it's technology.
But
new technology is never cheap.
The Tokyo Toilet Project mentions that at a park, there are two things that people are worried about when using the restroom. Cleanliness and if someone is in the restroom. Yeah, I mean, I think we all worry about that. But the transparent restrooms eliminate both of those concerns because potential users can view the restroom before paying to use it. Actually, I'm trying to remember the last time I had to pay for... Oh, when we were in London.
I had to pay for a toilet. Yeah, I was going to say I had to pay for a toilet in Belgium.
Yeah, in London when we were... I don't remember what... I think it was the right before the tour when we went to the tower. I think the thing outside the tower you had to pay near the train station. But the toilets also light up at night. The night
that's what everybody wants in their toilet.
The night light that these restrooms provide are great for a woman's safety. You can use them at night without being worried about someone in the restroom. This was created by the Nippon Foundation. They plan to install the toilets at 17 locations in Shibuya by next spring. So... it's probably going to be coming to like Herman and Memorial Park at some point, right?
I doubt it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how. Look, if there's a creep out there that's going to get you, I don't think a light's necessarily going to save you. So, and that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Okay. Right. Somebody said they have something similar in Sulphur Springs, Texas. Not Sulphur Springs was Louisiana.
Maybe there's more than one.
Sulphur, Louisiana, and somebody can explain that to me.
I know there is a Sulphur, Louisiana. I'm not saying there's not a Sulphur Springs, Louisiana. I feel like the Bucks were angry that they lost their first game to the Magic. Today's game, I mean, it is the second quarter, but it's going different.
Yeah. I figure they probably...
There's Sulphur Springs, Texas, and then White Sulphur Springs, Louisiana, which is just
racist.
Barren.
It's also racist.
Just trees.
Okay. A little known fact.
I mean, if it's barren, wouldn't it have no trees?
Yeah. Exactly.
They're food for thought, Aaron.
Yeah. Or it'd be David Barron.
Food for thought.
There's also a little known fact. There's a Transylvania, Louisiana.
Okay.
And I was traveling. I don't know where I was traveling to, but I was traveling through there. And basically, it's just a water tower that says Transylvania, and they sell a bunch of cheap gadgets.
All right.
It's like northern Louisiana.
I don't know much about northern Louisiana.
Well, I used to go up to Louisiana Downs all the time, Bossier City and places like that. So I've been through there.
I was an Evangel and Downs man.
I've been to Evangel and Downs many times, too. Il sans parti. Love that. That's the best thing about Evangel is the il sans parti. That's the only other French phrase I know now that I think of it.
Your brother, well, you know, laissez le bon temps rouler.
I knew the last part of that. I don't know much about Leslie.
Leslie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do know s'il vous plaît.
Okay.
That's it.
Merci. Merci beaucoup.
That beaucoup, now you got me thinking about the $5 footlong commercial again. There it is. I hate when I like look at Twitter and I see something that, hey, this is worth repeating. And then it reloads. and I've gotten so many tweets since then, I can't find it. But there was a really good Astros stat on there, and now I can't find it. I have people admiring your hat today.
My Sweeney Bulldogs hat? Thank you. Thank all of you.
They're all speculating on what it is, but now you've told them.
It is.
It's the Sweeney Bulldogs. Yeah, is that the most obscure hat you have?
Yes. You know, I actually have a food truck hat.
Okay, that doesn't count.
From Cow Food Truck.
That doesn't really
count. But it's a fitted, so it should count.
Well, I mean, I was talking sports hats, really.
Yes, my most obscure sports hat, certainly.
Mm. All right, well.
Unless you count, like, the hats from my kid's baseball team.
Nah, because that's, you know, that's just kind of a parent thing. You're supposed to do that. Those are fine.
You know how I bought this hat?
You saved a bunch of money.
I bought it. Actually, it was given to me because I was a speaker at the at their high school sports banquet.
Thanks to TGS, you saved a bunch of money and were able to get it.
But how did I afford the gas to drive to Sweeney and be a speaker at their sports banquet? I'll tell you, TGS Insurance saved me a bunch of money on my home insurance. And I was like, well, I guess I should spend this wisely. I saved over $1,000 annually on my homeowner's insurance policy. And you could save that money, too. The average customer saves nearly $900 a year. That's good money. And, you don't even think about it. It's not like it's something that you look up your bill every month and say, all right, what do I have to pay on my – it's not like your light bill where you've got – it differs. If you're like me, you probably have no idea what you're paying. I didn't know until I got with TGS, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm getting shafted here. And it's so simple to find out. Send a text. Text the word money to 232323. They'll ask for your address. Reply back. Full quote, excellent coverage within 15 seconds. Try it. Nothing to lose, man. They'll refund you on your old policy and get you started saving right now. They're open now. Text money to 232323. Start saving today. I let it go because I won't see you later and we're not allowed to talk it out. I said I'd go,
put myself on show, but I'm still trying to figure it out. This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.